We leave you now with a snapshot from Michigan State University. Yesterday, MSU officials dedicated Morrill Plaza, a kind of interpretive center, on the spot where the fabled Morrill Hall once stood. The 113-year-old building, which was built as a women's dormitory, was torn down last year. In its place are several brick markers and a kiosk that showcase MSU's history as the first land-grant university in the nation. Current State's Kevin Lavery attended the dedication of Morrill Plaza, where MSU President Luanna Simon explained how the kiosk will highlight the stories of educational leaders who built MSU's international reputation.
We wanted to recognize history and tradition. The sidewalk actually replicates the spine of the building. We used students and others to work with the design, and the kiosk will electronically be able to chronicle the great contribution of our faculty over the years, people that buildings are named after that you probably don't know anymore, and why they made extraordinary contributions. You know, Beal is viewed as one of the fathers of biology.
Perhaps Beal's greatest achievement was his experiment in cross-fertilization of corn, which led directly to the development of hybrid corn. His most enduring act was the establishment of the oldest continuously operated garden in the nation in 1873, Beal Botanical Garden.
And we keep forgetting that that was right here at Michigan State, along with recognition of people like Trout, who really designed a process for pasteurizing milk that we all take for granted today, but was very revolutionary in terms of both nutrition and health.
Trout is known for researching and developing a homogenization process for milk. He discovered that for homogenized milk to taste good, it must be pasteurized first.
So this is going to be a way for us to keep adding and adding those faculty profiles. People came from all the brand names to be a part of this experiment.
These pioneers and leaders played a fundamental role in transforming MSU into the prominent land-grant, world-class research university it is today.
That's Current State for Wednesday. The executive producer of Current State is Peter Worf. Joe Lindstroth is our show's producer. Thanks also to Emmanuel Berry, Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, and Kevin Lavery. Also to Aaron Young for engineering and Kelsey Block for production assistance. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.